I think the call dropped. Yeah. What's up?
That was weird. I could hear you, but you can hear me. But,
right now,
it shows like there's a balance of 43,000 in there, and then the pending sales like that we're expecting by then should be like another 40,000 by the 25th of the month. So then on well, 22nd, and then that's when they release it, and it's gonna take 3 to 5 business days for them to transfer that to our account.
Okay. Amazon will be depositing 80K on November 22nd. Okay, perfect. So that's pretty much a good explanation and rundown. And number one, I don't think they really care. they just get asked that. So just gonna shoot that over. And I'll keep you updated. We should be able to wrap this up today, dude.
Dude, I hope so.
All right.
I wasn't expecting the Amazon thing to take fucking 2 more weeks. And I was like, holy shit.
Things getting tight.
Yeah.
When you called me originally, it was really only because that guy kind of dipped out to Germany on you, and now it's kind of a little bit more urgent.
Yeah, because I could have played with it if the Amazon was cool, but that shit just fucking put me in a circle. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Damn. Well, you guys are out of LA, right?
Riverside.
And you just have like a shop set up, like some office space.
Yeah. So basically, like we have a warehouse right now. Mm-hmm. We did have a store location, but we moved because the lease was up, and then when we went to renegotiate, they wanted double the rent, so we said no.
Nope.
So right now, we're at our warehouse, and we have our storefront in the warehouse, and then our warehouse, we're doing production.
Oh, dope. So you guys, manufacturing and refurbishing and all that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool, because that Metro guy, he's been to my place before because he did our Bank of America one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, do you remember me? He's like, dude, how's your mom? How's it?
That's fun. When did you, how'd you kind of get into this? Were you just...
Basically, like, when the iPhone 3GS was out, my older sister broke her phone, and we went to the Apple store, and it was like, fucking $200 to fix it. I was like, that's insane. So then, I was just kind of just shopping around with my buddy, and he's like, dude, yeah, you can fix it. I was like, shut up. And then I went online, I found the part. Dude, it's only $50. So then I bought it and I fixed her phone, and then I started buying broken iPhones off of eBay, like way back in the day. I was buying like 100, 200 a week, fixing them. And then on accident, I bought a lot of like 50 iPod touches, and I was like, dude, I never fixed them. I was like, how do you fix this? So then I was playing with it, and then somehow that turned into that 50 sold on Amazon in like less than an hour after listing them. I was like, dude, what? I bought them for $60 each, and I sold them for $150 each. That's unreal. So then, they just cycled, and then I started doing iPods like heavy.
Damn, was that like 2 years, 3 years? All of a sudden, it was just full scale, or
yeah, because I sell to GameStop, I sell to Best Buy, I sell to Walmart, and it's just like sell to all these companies. Yeah, it's just like I put myself in a stupid situation by overextending on certain things, like some. Like right now, this guy, we bought 1,000 iPhones, and we paid them up front, and when they shipped them to us, they were all trash. So it's been 3 months that I've been trying to get my money
negotiating
back.
Negotiating with that, oh god, that's a pain in the ass. I was just gonna say, like, where do you get these from? Like China?
I usually the stuff you turn into Best Buy and stuff.
Yeah, or like those eco ATMs. I did that with my old iPhone. I was just sitting in a drawer. And they gave me $30 for it. I was like, okay, it sounds fair.
What kind of phone was it?
It was like a six iPhone 6, man. It was totally smashed to pieces. Didn't even turn on.
I would have bought that from you.
It gave me $30 for it.
You have more value in that phone, dude.
Really? Damn it. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything else besides the iPhones? I just got the Galaxy S6 thing. It sucks.
Yeah, we do everything, dude. We buy, sell, repair.
Alright, man.
S6 is not bad.
I hate it. It's the Edge. It's the Edge one, too, dude. I always
You always touch the Edge?
Yeah, all my finger or like the side of my hand always hits the screen and messes everything up. Pissed as hell about it. They got me on those commercials with Lil Wayne, man.
Yeah, you should get the 7.
Yeah, I think that's my next move for sure. But I'll let you go here, dude, and I'll circle back with you once we get a little bit more information. I think we're pretty much done the site inspection and then funding.
Cool.
Alrighty. Take care, man.
Appreciate it, man. All right, bye.
Bye.